Let's welcome to the show Camilla from Tampa, Florida.
Hello.
Hi.
I saw an article last week that just absolutely has my blood boiling. I'm a 57-year-old computer programmer. I've been unemployed since the end of June, as have hundreds of my friends here. There are no jobs. You look on the dot-com companies like Monster and Dice, and there aren't any jobs for us. And then I open the paper on Friday, and I see an article that the H-1B visa quota will be increased to 195,000 to allow foreigners to come in because there aren't enough technically trained people to take these jobs.
Well, they surely weren't for the last couple of years.
Who weren't what?
I mean, there weren't enough technically trained Americans for while we were in the upswing of the economic cycle to handle these jobs.
Oh, but there were.
Oh, well
that's the whole point.
Well, how come T.J. Rogers is saying, well, I can hire 60 people, but they're not around?
What we're seeing is our salaries going down. They're bringing, it's like scabs. They're bringing these people in at much less than what we would work for. They're willing to work longer hours than we're willing to work for.
Well, how come you don't lower your wage and offer to work for longer hours?
Because there aren't any jobs out there.
No, you can get a job. You go to the boss and say, well, look, I work for $20,000 a year. You're paying this guy from India $30,000, I'll work for $20,000.
No, because they're afraid of a lawsuit from us.
Well, I don't understand.
I'm an older worker.
Yeah.
And if they do anything to compromise their position, I'm not going to be paid as much as somebody else in my age group and my 30 years experience in the business.
Well, then that's the problem with the law, isn't it?
That may very well be, but as a result, there are no jobs out there for people in my situation. There are hundreds and thousands of us out here. How can they justify bringing in 195,000 foreigners?
Well,
hundreds of thousands of us out of work.
They could have surely justified them over the last 2 years. Now, the economic...
They're not offering us those jobs.
Well...
They don't even respond when you send them a resume.
Well,
they don't call you back and say no thanks.
Maybe the foreign worker is more easily controlled and less demanding, less uppity. And he's more attractive to employers. Could that be it? Well... Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Frank.